David, what is Carbon Cycle? What do you do?
We take gypsum, the stuff that goes into drywall, and we react it with ammonia, and we turn it into fertilizer and into structured chalks that are used for things like paper.
And how far along are you in this technology?
Right now we're in the process of optimizing the technology. We're going to use the money we've gotten from the Grand Challenge to actually then for the next stage, which will be design a commercial plant. At the end of it, we will have a fully designed and engineered plant. Then we'll be prepared to probably build a plant here.
And where are you located right now?
We're located in South London.
Now, you're one of the 24 winners of the Grand Challenge Award. Why did you apply for this?
We looked into this in detail. It looked like you guys were going to be good partners for us. And crucially, we haven't gone and dealt with anybody else like this before. We've always been a bit nervous about being swallowed. This is the first time, actually, we felt comfortable enough to actually reveal work that we've done for over 10 years. The Grand Challenge CMAC Committee seemed to be very good partners for us. So we deliberately chose this. It wasn't just random.
And what will it mean for your company having won this award and getting the $500,000?
One of the things that it made us do in terms of winning the award, but before then, it made us look at Alberta. And Alberta is so good for us that there are very few places in the world that will be as good again for us. We think that Alberta is a great place to build our industry that was going to come out of our technology. So I guess you could say the process has been good for us. And in the long run, the money you're giving us will help us. It means we get to keep more of our own company. So it's a good thing.
Now, when you say there's so many parts that are good for you, explain that a little bit further.
Alberta's got several things that we need. One of the things we need is gypsum. And it turns out that Alberta sits on a large strata of gypsum, and you've got open mines that are nearby to you. So that's one of our feedstock. You've got a number of ammonia plants. We're going to become good friends because we want some of your ammonia. And you also have people who will use our products. You've got a paper industry that could use structured chalks. And right now, when we talk to some of the people here, one of the things that's holding them back a little bit is lack of access to our type of chalk. They spend too much money importing it. Locally produced chalks could mean you could trade up the food chain to higher value products. You've got a huge farming industry that could use our fertilizers. Ready markets for us. Everything fits just perfectly. And of course, you have a carbon tax, which is more income stream for us. So again, it mixes and matches perfectly for us.
But what is the connection between gypsum and carbon dioxide pollution?
Okay, gypsum is calcium sulfate, and carbon dioxide is, if you look at chalk, is calcium carbonate. So we're literally just taking the CO2 molecule and we're reacting it with the calcium that's in gypsum. And then we're taking the ammonia and we're reacting it with the sulfate that's in gypsum as well and making the fertilizer. It works perfectly. And it happens at ambient temperatures. It's really easy to do.
So the economics and some of the processes are working for you, but what do you see as being perhaps some of your challenges or obstacles?
Right now, the big challenges for us were 3 years ago, when we had a lot of problems to solve to get to where we are now. And right now, our biggest problems are just straightforward ones that you'd have when you scale up a process from being pilot scale up to a full-blown commercial plant. We're just optimizing to get better out of returns out of capital. We're reducing energy. There's no showstoppers at all.
Now, you're looking at Alberta, but how would this work on a global scale?
Our process has applications elsewhere. I mean, we would work with other countries. I mean, we want to do some work in our own country. But Alberta is particularly good for us because you have a great concentration of ammonia plants, and you have, as I said before, you have other markets that work for us. We'll go elsewhere, but I think we're going to go a lot more here. It's a good advert for you guys.
Now, you're one of the 24 winners, and you've had an opportunity to meet a number of the different companies and research organizations. Mm-hmm. What does that say to you in terms of where this research and new technology is going as we try and deal with this whole climate change and carbon emissions crisis?
It means we're going to solve it. Straightforward, as simple as that. I believe the people that we've been talking to, certainly by our work, I believe that rather than wringing our hands, we're going to solve the problem.
Thank you very much, and congratulations on winning.
Thank you very much.